prophesied the goodness of God that leads to repentance. The goodness of God. I wish I could have had influence on that person. And then I think, you know what? If I'm training 1,000 students a year on, you know, here's what the gift of prophet, the basics of, here's the language of the Holy Spirit. And they have a, their purpose in life is to have influence in government. They have access to places I don't. But as an equipper, I'm giving them the, here's your weapons of warfare. The love of the Father through the gift of prophecy, the ability to call out identity, to expose the secret things that people dream of so that they can become established in their purpose and know God. So we get to fulfill our prophetic words in through the people that we get to impart to. Now you might actually have what, you know, I mean, I know that for me that there are aspects of the words that I've received that I know are literal. Some of them are, I am learning as I'm processing my own words that it will be through the people that I get to equip with eyes to see and ears to hear. And that one student that walks into the White House because they have favor with God and they know somebody who, oh my goodness, and God flings open the door for them to be able to have a meeting with an influential person. And they remember that they were equipped. Oh, I know what God's voice sounds like. This is what he's saying, and this is how he's saying it to this person. Do you understand how that works? I think that's part two of that wire that I saw. That, you know, you're in battle. You know, there's the guy that you might know this because we watch the military channel all the time. The guy that is responsible for running through the fire, you know, gunfire to. Well, they probably don't do it anymore because it's all done through cell phones maybe, but it used to be, you know, with that big roll of wire to, he's got to be able to string the communication wire through the battlefield so that people can talk to each other.